One of the most popular quotes about organizational culture is credited to Peter Drucker, the doyen of management, who rightly said, and I quote, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." Drucker was making the point about how important culture is. Culture being the things that we do, that we accept, that we permit, and that we encourage in our organizations. It is these things, according to him, that determine how successful our organizations will be. It is therefore important as an organizational leader to have a strategy to ensure that we have the right culture, the culture that will deliver the business results that you desire, and that culture becomes the dominant culture in your organization. In today's episode of the EFICO podcast, we are going to explore a number of evidence-based approaches to gaining the commitment and buy-in of your team into the culture that you need. Culture transformation and alignment is a very human process, and with human beings, change is difficult to create and to sustain. But the 10 approaches that we are going to discuss today, when implemented properly, will help you on your and your organization on that journey and process. As usual, let's start with a word from our sponsors, the e-paper vendor.
Is that your score on your promotion exam?
No, but if I can save 83% of the cost of newspapers, I imagine I will get a promotion.
How? By not buying newspapers for the office anymore?
No, by switching to the full digital version from the e-paper vendor. It costs up to 83% less and gives you even greater value.
So I can switch my entire organization to the e-paper vendor?
It's simple. Call the e-paper vendor on 0703-769-9479 or visit www.bebetterbooks.biz to enjoy the huge cost savings on your favorite Nigerian newspapers.
It's unbelievable, but true. I am switching to the e-paper vendor.
Welcome back. Like I said earlier, I would like to propose at least 10 unique things that you can do, not as one-off activities, but combined with each other and other practices to instill and sustain a positive culture in your organization. A foundational prerequisite for all of the approaches that I intend to share with you is that you should have a system for attracting and hiring people that are aligned with your culture. Having square pegs in square holes makes culture alignment and transformation a lot easier to achieve. If your employees do not have the right person to environment fit, then you will struggle to imbibe the culture that you want. So, assuming that you have square pegs in square holes, here are my top 10 recommendations. First, I recommend that you work with your colleagues to co-create the culture. The best way to ensure that people live your culture is to get as many people as possible, if not everyone in the organization, involved in crafting the culture elements. This can be achieved by getting all of your employees involved in explaining what your values, your vision, your mission, what they mean, and how they should be lived out. A simple example would be, for example, asking employees to create detailed descriptors of your values. So imagine that your board and your management have first of all taken the input of your employees and have come up with three values, let's say quality, innovation, and professionalism, QIP. You can now ask your employees in various focus groups to come up with detailed descriptors of each of these values, quality, innovation, and professionalism. For example, you can ask them to provide quality, what must we do? To deliver innovation, what must we do? To be professional, what must we avoid doing? Now, these do's and don'ts that your team members have provided can now be aggregated and further consolidated to create a manual for living your values. You see, by doing this, you have carried your team members along, and now all of you co-own the values. Secondly, I recommend that you engage with fair process. When trying to convey your culture elements, for example, in a town hall meeting with your team members after an executive or board retreat, you should refrain from just reading out the culture elements from slides and asking them thereafter, "Do you understand?" Instead, I recommend that you use the three E's: E for explain, E for engage, and E for set expectations to facilitate such sessions. Begin, for example, by explaining the rationale of the culture elements. Talk to them and provide them details about how you and the senior leadership team analyzed the environment, analyzed your strategy, and came up with those elements. Then you E for engage them by asking them, "What do you think about these elements and these values that we have come up with?" And then you allow them to make contributions for and against the elements that you have presented. And you would respond to their contributions. And when these responses and discussions and interactions are over, you can E, set expectations by providing clarity on what everyone should do to implement these values. Fair process, like I have described, does not mean that everyone agrees with you, but it certainly means that everybody understands where you are coming from and you also understand where they are coming from. And this tends to increase buy-in and commitment. The third valuable thing that you can do with your culture elements is to integrate them into the various stages of your employee life cycle. The employee life cycle in human resources management consists of all the activities that take place in the life of an employee, from their recruitment and selection and deployment, to their onboarding, to career management, to performance management, to training and development, to rewards and recognition, and up to the point of separation. At each stage of this life cycle, ensure that your culture elements are used. For example, use them in setting criteria at the point of selection. Teach them during your induction and onboarding, as well as during your training and development interventions. Reflect them in your performance management measures. Use them to make career growth decisions. And of course, apply them when making decisions about reward and recognition. Number four is that you should be an exemplar. Do everything that you can to be the poster boy or the poster girl of your organizational culture. You see, by being a good example of your values, your vision, and your mission, and your strategy, you will actually inspire and motivate others to do the same. Remember, people are more inspired by what you do than what you say. Number five, document and codify the culture. You remember how I said you should ask your team members to define your values in more granular detail? They should. And you should do the same for all your culture elements. Ensure that they are well documented and explained and available to all employees to read, to learn, and to apply to their lives. Then number six, which is closely related to number five, develop brand collateral to support your culture elements. Your culture elements should be on posters on your office walls and on desktop screensavers on computers, on phones, and on tablets. They should be on your website and your social media posts. They should be everywhere in your organization, including your bathrooms and your dining areas. Look for creative means to communicate these expectations. Posters, songs, poetry, graphic designs, competitions, cartoons, animations, movies. You see, the more creative you are, the more endearing they would be. Very importantly, number 7, use them in your meetings and your trainings. Each time you get to meet your team members or you gather people in a room, start off by talking about your vision, your mission, and your values. Allow for a short discussion around them and allow open conversations about what they mean to everyone, or even allow people to share stories about recent events, whether positive or negative, that reflect our values. This way, you are bringing the culture to life. Number 8, carry out pulse checks. Pulse checks are short surveys that we carry out from time to time to determine the quality of the employee experience and how aligned employees are with the culture. You can create simple anonymous online surveys with dashboards to track how your employees are doing with culture alignment and how engaged, how happy and productive they are. And then you can identify gaps that exist and then implement interventions to address the gaps that you identify. Closely related to a pulse check is number 9, 360-degree reviews. Now, this is another powerful tool to measure the quality of leadership and culture in your organization. 360-degree reviews involve a review of the behaviors of leaders, managers, and professionals in an organization by themselves, by their peers, by their superiors, as well as their subordinates, as the case may be. Now, the feedback from the 360-degree reviews will be both quantitative, so they will give them numbers, you're a 5 over 10, you're a 7 over 10, and they would also be qualitative, they will give them descriptive feedback in words. And this can be used in designing leadership development interventions to address gaps that people may have regarding your culture and your leadership expectations. Finally, but not exhaustively, number 10. Change management. As you drive strategies and initiatives to transform your organization and your team, ensure that you pay attention to managing the people side of these initiatives. I have found that it is very easy for leaders to just focus on delivering projects, the new software, the new templates, the new products within the timelines and the budgets, and we forget to manage the people side. Managing the people side is about ensuring that our people are carried along and that initiatives are put in place to help them to participate fully and understand the reason behind that change and the reason behind that project. According to research done by John Cotter at Harvard Business School, almost 80% of the reason why important projects fail is due to ineffective change management. So, we have looked at my top 10 strategies for putting your culture to work in your organization. Let's see if we remember all 10 of them. Number 1 is to co-create the culture with your entire organization. 2, to cascade the culture with the 3 E's of fair process. 3, to integrate the culture into the employee life cycle. 4, to be an exemplar of the culture. 5, to document and codify the culture. 6, to develop creative culture collateral. 7, to discuss your culture elements at events and meetings and trainings. 8, to carry out employee pulse checks. 9, to implement 360-degree evaluations. And number 10, to be deliberate about managing the people side of change initiatives. Remember, instilling the right culture in your team or organization is a process, and with human beings, it isn't particularly easy. However, By applying these evidence-based and time-tested strategies, you will certainly get a better result than trying to wing it or abandoning it altogether. We have an amazing course on the online EFICO on leadership that explores this subject of organizational culture in more depth. And I encourage you, therefore, to visit www.onlineefico.com to enroll for this course and other career and life-changing courses brought to you by the Online EFICO. I trust that you have found today's episode of the EFICO podcast useful, and I look forward to connecting with you at the same time next week. My name is Omagbishe Barrow, and I am your Online EFICO.